Are you ready? It's the Great Shakeout. And this is earthquake preparedness?
Yeah.
Yes, they do this every year.
Yeah, and you're supposed to drop, cover, and hang on.
I don't remember this last year. Did I miss it?
Yeah.
You may have missed it.
Evidently.
You don't remember when everybody here at the radio station, sales staff included, all got underneath their boards or cubicles? And what is it again, Dusty?
Drop, cover, and hold on. You get the hold on part's important.
Right.
No.
And this is a great time, if people at your office are doing this, to take that stapler off Bob's desk that you always wanted. He's like, you'll never know. Or that candy from the HR chick's desk. Just take the whole bowl. They'll never know. The earthquake preparedness will cover it up. Cover up your crime.
So what do we do? What do you do to prepare?
Dusty?
You drop, cover, and hold on. Now, so you get low, find some cover, and then hold on to it.
I will just out of practice be stop, dropping, and rolling. That's the only thing I know how to do. That's in case of fire, though. That's all wrong.
Right. That's not the right thing. I know, and I'm thinking, okay, Florida hurricane. So I'm thinking, run to the bathroom, get a mattress, stick it over your head.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
That's what you do there.
I know tornado, you jump in a bathtub. No bathtubs here at this radio station.
Yeah.
Here's my earthquake preparedness drill. I curse loudly.
Uh-huh.
I crap pants. Close eyes and cross fingers. Pray.
Right.
That's pretty close to drop cover.
There also might be curse. There also might be whimper. There might be a whimper in there.
This
for
is
me
great
too.
News because I think my natural instincts are to do the very same thing. I feel good about it.
When was the last time we had an earthquake of any consequence?
About a year ago, there was a 3.7 down south. There's a lot of small ones. And then about 100 years ago, there was a size 6 in the valley.
Okay.
On the Richter scale.
But we're getting ready in case the big one happens today at 10:15.
So really today?
How perfect would that be?
If it happened during the thing. But wait, so really today at 10:15, we all just, where we are, we do this?
You do what?
You drop, cover, and hold on.
Or curse, soil, pray.
I can't tell if y'all are messing with me or not. We're really doing this.
At 10:15, you'll know.
The entire state is doing this, Lindsay, not just us.
I know,
if you want to be the only one to tempt fate, go ahead.
Was I sick? Was I in Florida? What happened? How did I miss this last year?
Well, there wasn't an earthquake, and so you probably just went about your daily business.
Okay.
But that's why we're informing everyone now. If they're like you and they decide not to prepare, I would hate to be left out in the open at 10:15 today. I'm going to be underneath
a
sturdy table. That's right.
That's right.
I don't want to be that guy. Okay. What if it happens? This is just like when somebody goes to buy lottery tickets. Yes, of course I want in. What if it happens, everyone?
Okay.
You don't want to do it, do you? You're getting scared.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Just remember, curse, soil, whimper.
Okay, got
All
it.
Right.
It's stupid ass shit.
What?
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Okay, yeah.
Be way better if this was just a total ruse on Lindsay. No, we're really not making this up.
No,
this is an actual thing.
I know, but no, I know that it's an actual day that I know that at 10:15 today, some people will be doing this, but are we all doing it? It's like a fire drill?
Yeah, set your alarm. You didn't get the memo?
You cannot do it if you want to. If you want to be that person to not take earthquakes seriously. But, you know, it's a real thing, Lindsay. You do believe in hurricanes, right? All right, there are earthquakes that exist.
Oh my gosh.
Cracks in the earth.
Are you prepared to do stupid ass stuff now?
I don't know what you. Yes, I'm totally ready to do it. I'm good. Can I talk about Lindsay Lohan?
Sure.
Okay. She's exploring her spirituality. She says that she's a spiritual person and she's open to learning. She is looking into Islam currently. No word on what's going on. You know, she's dating that Russian guy, Igor Tarabasov, if he has anything to do with this. But yeah, she's apparently put down the booger sugar, picked up.
This sounds like bad idea, Jeans,
religion.
To me. The last religion to really fit Lindsay Lohan is probably the one with very strict codes of conduct for women.
Right.
Not sure if they would appreciate the many stints in rehab as well. Oh, whatever. But, you know, the whole face covering and the, like, you know, not drawing attention to oneself might not be Lohan's style.
Yeah.
Side boob kind of frowned upon in Islam.
Just my gut. Yeah. Yes. poor etiquette when getting out of limousines and short skirts and no panties frowned upon in Islam. Celebrity porn confessions. This is interesting to me, considering here in Utah, porn was dubbed a health hazard.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The biggest health hazard.
Watching it is hazardous to your health.
Right.
I almost called in work today.
Wow, really?
Porn fever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So glad you made it in.
Well, you get four of those porn days a year.
I have a temperature of chafe. Kanye West says, my only drug is porn. I have porn with me all time. Whenever I go to the porn store, I call it the crack house.
I don't understand it, bro.
John Mayer adds, there have probably been days when I saw 300 hoo-has before I got out of bed. When I watch porn, if it's not hot enough, I'll make up backstories in my mind. My biggest dream is to write pornography.
He is such a pig, dude.
John Mayer?
Yeah. He's so douchey. I mean, I hate to say that because I know he's a super talented musician, but every time I hear him talk about women, like he kisses and tells, he airs dirty laundry. I just think he's gross.
He sees 300 kitties before he gets out of bed.
He believes that...
Yeah, no, he writes the stuff that he knows the women want to hear, and then I don't like him. Yeah. Anyway, move along.
I would love to hear the John Mayer set to music story about he's the pizza delivery guy.
Right?
Yes. And finally, Kid Rock, the Kid of Rock, says, I'm the old guy now. I turn on my computer and look at porn a little bit, see what's going on in the news, but that's about it. All done with mustard stain on wife beater. Okay.